my name is Achinoam Nini, though I'm better known as Noah outside of Israel. It's a bit difficult to say Achinoam Nini, even for some Israelis. And Noah is a name that I took on right at the beginning of my international career. I am Israeli, Yemenite origin, raised in the United States, and I live in Israel. I've been living in Israel since I was 17 years old, since I returned here. I have an international career that has spanned 27 years now and has brought me to 49 countries. Australia will be the 50th in number, and I am very, very happy and excited to be coming to Australia for the first time.
We're very honored that you're coming to us at last. Mm-hmm. After 49 countries, here we come to Australia. That's fantastic. And you're going to sing in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Yes, that's true. In Sydney, we'll be performing in a very cool, I've heard, a very cool club by the name of Camelot. We're really looking forward to that. And in Melbourne, we'll be performing in the Temple of Beth Israel, I think. It's a Reformed temple in Melbourne. We're also going to be doing some talks, which are nice. I did a TED Talk 2 years ago, and since I've been doing these similar TED Talk situations in different places in the world, so we'll have a chance to do that as well in Sydney and in Melbourne. So you're all welcome to join us.
We hope to see you in Sydney. Can you please tell us about your musical career? How did it start?
Well, I started singing and writing songs at a very, very young age. When I came to Israel and I was drafted to the army, like everybody in Israel, I had a chance to perform for 2 years in the Israeli military entertainment unit. So it's really basic training in the music industry. You have to deal with some pretty complicated situations, and you learn a lot about yourself, about music, and it really prepared me, I think, for what was going to happen later on. And finished my military service, I went to study at the Rimon School of Music, which is similar to the Berklee School of Music in Boston or other fabulous music schools around the world. It was Israel's first of that sort. And I started a collaboration with a man who was my teacher at the time and also one of the co-founders of the school, one of Israel's most well-respected and fabulous musicians by the name of Gil Dor, guitarist. And that collaboration became a 27-year career. Gil was the one that connected us to Pat Metheny, who is a very, very well-known jazz guitarist, multi-Grammy award-winning, fabulous musician. And we were lucky enough to have him become excited about our music and decide to produce an album for us, which he did. He brought us to Geffen Records, a very large record label, and that's how we got going. And ever since, we've been going on this roller coaster ride around the world. Most of our career is centered in Europe and in Israel, occasionally in the United States and South America as well. But as I say, this is the first time for us at the end of the world. From our point of view, it's the end of the world. And we're so, so happy.
Our guest is the Israeli singer, Israeli and international singer, Achinoam Nini. And you are listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia. Achinoam, you've got a very rich career, beautiful career. You sang overseas in many, many occasions. Is there any occasion that you remember that really left a lasting impression on you?
Well, there have been many. I've been very, very fortunate. But I actually would like to mention two. One of them is the performance that I gave at the very fateful peace rally where Yitzhak Rabin was murdered. It totally changed my life. It started as an incredible moment of hope and became a moment of horrible devastation. But that was when I decided that I had the responsibility of speaking out. Beyond entertaining, I needed to use my influence in order to promote the cause of peace, and I've been doing so ever since. The second performance that I can mention was much more recently, and it was in Krakow in Poland, where I was invited to sing for the Grand Mass, where Pope Francis was going to be meeting 1.5 million young Catholics on this enormous field. This was just 20 kilometers from Auschwitz, and here I was singing in Hebrew, and welcoming this Pope, who also conveys an incredible message of peace, and feeling the incredible power of music to shatter walls and to build bridges, and very, very exciting.
Achi Noam Nini, we are looking forward to seeing you, meeting you here in Australia, listening to you, watching you, enjoying your music. Thank you so much and bon voyage.